Is that seat taken?
Of what it means to be the body of Christ.
Especially do we want to recognize the faith and devotion, the struggle and growth of these graduates. May they continue to be your disciples, lifelong learners and followers of their Lord, serving you in a variety of ministries, and blessing people of your world with the gospel of your liberating purpose, presence, and power. O God of joy, we celebrate with you in this hour, in this day, and then lead us onward as ministers of the risen, living, loving Lord of all. Amen.
Financially, influentially, internationally. endowment, expansion, and programmatic initiatives. The budget of the center was expanded dramatically. The Brunson years are characterized, in my opinion, as years of expansion. 12 years later, I am now harvesting many of the crops that he planted during his ministry at ITC. I will resist giving you a long litany of his local, national, and international associations. The list is too long, and we want to hear him this morning. Suffice it to say that few college administrators are more engaged in more worthwhile endeavors than our speaker. Dr. Oswald Brunson, we are proud of you. You are an example of what we wish all of our graduates to be and to do in their lives. That is, to be doers. We are proud to list you as one of our high-achieving alumni. And with this, we gladly receive you to the halls of your alma mater and await your words with bated breath and eager anticipation. Following the singing of the anthem, Dr. Oswald Brunson, president of Bethune-Cookman College, will come before us in his own way.
Thank you. future ITC Star New Era with your joining the ITC family 19 years ago. You have observed this institution go through vicissitudes. You've seen it in its strong points and slow points. And now, under your administration, we now see the years of recovery. The years of inner wholesomeness. The years of financial progress. The years of faculty strengthening. And under your leadership, it does not yet appear. Certainly, as we shared together on last evening, I said to him that it is right and right for you to be here as president. For I know no other man in America, or no other woman in America, who could come at this hour and bring what Jim Costin brings to ITC.
Yes.
The man